Greetings again from the 2009 Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm joined by the dynamic leaders in the red shirts. You can't miss them, the National Beef Ambassadors. We're just wrapping up a blog training and social networking workshop here at the Summer Conference, and we're going to talk about some of the highlights of their years as the 2009 Beef Ambassadors. So let's get started. Jessica, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your favorite memory from the year?
Well, my name is Jessica Sampson. I'm from California, and I'm going to school at University of California, Davis. And so far, my favorite memory from the year was our trip to Chicago. All five of us met about a day early, and we got to tour the city a little bit, so that was really great. But the highlight of the trip was the culinary center, the Beef Culinary Center there, where we basically got a tour of that. They gave us a little recipe training. We got to cook some recipes up, and it was really fun. I'm not a big chef cook person, so it was a learning experience for me.
Brad, how about you?
I'm Brad Copenhaver, and I'm from Virginia. I go to Virginia Tech. And the best thing that I've done so far this year has been to travel to Boston in April for the precursor sports and fitness expo that goes on before the Boston Marathon, John Hancock Sports and Fitness Expo. And Sharon and I went, and we handed out over 8,000 samples of beef to the athletes and their families there, and just had an amazing response from all those people, and got to meet a lot of people, saw some familiar faces, and just really spread the word about the nutrition of beef and the role of beef in a balanced diet.
That's great. How about you, Sharon?
My name is Sharon Byrne. I'm from Pennsylvania, and I'm currently a student at Penn State University. And I have had a really awesome opportunity. Jessica talked about our trip to Chicago, and one of the things I kind of got inspired after that, I'm a great cook. I love to cook a lot. So I came home, and I knew that I would be home at my parents' house for the summer, and I went into our youth center in town that works with a lot of urban youth, and I said that I kind of wanted to do a cooking class with them. So they had a cooking class set up, so I've taken over it for the summer, and I go in every week, and we have different students every week, about 4 to 5 kids, ages 9 to 13, and I just teach them a new beef recipe every week. And it's been really awesome just to kind of get to know the kids and help teach them how to cook for themselves, because a lot of them don't really get those good home-cooked meals.
Well, that's great, and we talked about some ideas to put that cooking class online. Where can we look forward to seeing some of that?
We're hoping to get that online either at YouTube or on our Beef Ambassador blog that we've just started, which is at beefambassador.org. So you can look for .com, beefambassador.com. You can look for that.
Excellent. And what are some of the things you'll be blogging about, Brad?
Right now I'm blogging about our trip here to Denver and what's going on at the summer conference. I'm really looking forward to, when I get home, talking about what I'm doing as a National Beef Ambassador, talking about some of the issues that are happening within our industry, and also hopefully sharing some recipe ideas. Like Sharon, I really enjoy cooking, and I love to find out some new recipes, and hopefully I'll get to share those.
That's great. And finally, we can see you guys in some other social networking outlets like Twitter and Facebook. What will you guys be doing on those sites?
You know, on Twitter, we'll just be stopping by and leaving out little sentences about how great beef is. You know, if anyone has any questions, we can answer those real quick or give them some great places to go find the answers for themselves if they want to learn more.
Well, those were the National Beef Ambassadors working on behalf of the American beef producer. If you'd like to donate toward their cause and support their efforts on behalf of America's beef producers, check out nationalbeefambassador.org. I'm Amanda Knowles with AgWired.